We can certainly feel helpless when it comes to reducing our environmental footprint and fighting against climate change. Therefore, it is imperative to specifically target and tackle some of their causes. The plastics we commonly use are produced from petroleum and go into the manufacturing of a large quantity of goods. They are a main source of pollution, for they are toxic, non-biodegradable, and harmful to both human health and wildlife. We now find them everywhere on land, in the oceans, and even in our bodies. Their production is also a major cause of greenhouse gases. Despite our determination, the recycling of these petroplastics, which are often loaded with toxic additives, does not work. About 9% are recycled, yet only a small part goes into the manufacturing of new plastics. These, in fact, are largely made from new petroplastics. We can't see the end of it. Bioplastic, on the other hand, exists in various forms and is easily biodegradable. It is produced from organic sources like algae, agricultural residues, fish waste, etc. Using bioplastic instead of petroplastic would greatly impact environmental cleanup and facilitate recycling of paper, glass, iron, and aluminum. Italy, for example, now only uses bioplastic bags. It also wants to broaden this transition to other plastic products. What an inspiration for us towards a necessary move to bioplastic. This urgent environmental issue needs to be resolved. Bruno Marchi. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.